Thomas Vinterberg is not an easy filmmaker to pin down. In English, he's leapt from science fiction to the costume drama Far From the Madding Crowd. In his native Denmark, he tends to make intensely intimate films, like his Oscar nominee The Hunt. Critic Bob Mondello says Vinterberg's new film is his most personal. It's called The Commune.
When Eric inherits his father's house in Copenhagen, his first instinct is to sell. It's huge, he tells his wife Anna, way too expensive to maintain on a professor's salary. But it's the 1970s, and Anna has what was, back then, a trendy thought. Invite some friends, his buddy Ole, for example.
Ole?
Yeah.
To live with them and share costs.
Yeah. Come
on, old man, it'll be fun. Their daughter Freya agrees, and suddenly Eric is interviewing friends. First, Ulla, who has no job and can't pay. Then a couple who can pay, but are rules freaks and have a six-year-old with a heart condition. I'm going to die when I turn nine, he tells 14-year-old Freya with a soulful look. It is, they all agree, quite a come-on. Then there's a friend who's a laugh riot and a little nuts, and a stranger who bursts into tears when they ask him about money. What could possibly go wrong, right? Anyone who's ever lived in a group house will have an inkling. Filmmaker Thomas Vinterberg lived in a commune from the age of 7 until he was 19, a time when he remembers being, quote, surrounded by beer, genitals, and high-level academic discussions, which is more or less what he serves up in the movie, plus the occasional dramatic development, as when Eric, the master of the house, embarks on an affair with a student, blonde like his wife Anna, but a generation younger, then proposes that she move in.
Hello.
With their many housemates. You see in Anna's eyes that her idealism is being tested. This living arrangement was her idea, remember? But she rises to the occasion.
Hi. Hi.
The notion that the family that matters is the family you choose is fashionable in movies at the moment. The characters in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Fate of the Furious talk endlessly and sentimentally about the family units they're creating. Vinterberg is more clear-eyed in The Commune, with actors who are capable of bringing nuance to notions of what makes for a family of choice, a family gathered and nurtured in adulthood. Having lived through the process himself, the filmmaker knows the pitfalls. Still, his upbringing gave him insights into character and behavior and group dynamics in stressful situations, and those insights, arguably, have stood him in good stead for the communal task of filmmaking. I'm Bob Mondello.